Hallelujah. Come on, give Jesus some praise. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah. I feel it. It's here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I am so excited about being in Springfield, Missouri at Harvest Ministries. What a move of God that we've had so far. Amen. Amen. I'm excited about Brother and Sister McCoy. We love and appreciate them very, 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 very much. Their hospitality this weekend has been next to none. I got to get my coffee cup. I collect coffee cups, and they had a glass coffee cup with Harvest. I forgot to steal it yesterday. Anyway, praise God. But we love and appreciate them. Love and appreciate you all. How do you know that? Yeah, you don't know me. You're in the kingdom. We're all brothers and sisters. Amen. As much as I love you and as much as I have been enjoying myself in Springfield, I can't wait to get on that plane and head to Dallas. Amen. Because I got some people in Dallas, like my wifey and my son. Amen. Got to go back there and see them. I was Facebooking live online watching the service in Irving. You know, pastor's got to keep an eye on things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You ready to have church? Hallelujah. I really feel God's not done yet. I believe somebody in this place, God wants to do something really special for you. If you're here tonight, today, and you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues according to Acts chapter 2, get ready. If you're here and it's been a minute since you spoke in tongues and you need a refilling, get ready. If you need a miracle in your life, get ready. Y'all believe that? Your hand clap was a little stronger on the first one than on the third one. How many believe God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can even ask or think of? My. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 7 and verse number 8. Grab your Bibles. I think it's going on the screen here in a minute. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 7 and verse number 8. The first word of the verse 7. I want you to shout it as loud as you can. Ask. All right, let's hold up. Y'all ain't in the choir. Let's try it one more time. One, two, three. And it shall be given you. Y'all believe the word of God? I said, do you believe the word of God? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. My title today is one simple word, ask. It's all we're going to do today. So we're going to ask. And we're going to obey the scripture today. And you're going to receive something today. I'm moving in faith here. Boy, do I feel the anointing of God in this house. Somebody needs to plug in. Somebody needs to throw the switch. because God is getting ready to do something incredible in your life if you will just break out of your shell today and be bold enough to come before the throne and simply ask. That's all you got to do. Lord Jesus, we thank you again for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the anointing that we feel in this house. Thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost that we have already felt and are feeling and going to feel some more. Anoint my lips of clay, mind, soul, and spirit to speak what you want spoken here today. Let my words be your words and my thoughts your thoughts today. All I want to be today, God, is a vessel, a pipeline to speak to your church, God. In the name of Jesus, anoint every ear to hear, every heart to feel, every mind to comprehend your word. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. In the name of Jesus, let faith rise and let your power break down every wall, every barrier, snap every chain of doubt, and release this church in a new spiritual realm today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, clap your hands and shout. The Bible says, clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout, shout, my God, shout it. What do you want from God? Shout it. What do you need? Shout it. Hallelujah. Can I get rid of this? Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. We need to understand something this morning. First and foremost, we need to understand how much God loves us. For our guests that are here today, thank you for being at Harvest Ministries. I won't be here this afternoon, but this man will, and that young lady over there will, and this team is going to remain. I want you to get connected to this church because it's not by an accident that you're here. God has ordained you to be here at this time in this service, feeling what you have felt. You need to release and let go and let God be what he does best. Be God in your life today. You need to understand that God loved you so much that he woke you up this morning. He caused you to drive down that road and park your car in that parking lot and walk through that door and get into the presence of God that you're feeling right now. It's all God ordained. It's all God's purpose. He's got something for you. He's got a gift that he wants to give to you. We also need to understand in the expression of God's love to us, we need to look back at a place called Calvary, or in other words, Golgotha, the place of the skull. God has loved us so much that he stretched forth his arms and he died and he allowed himself to be nailed to that cross. Why? He had to die so that we can have life, so that we can have deliverance. So you and I don't have to carry around the load of sin any longer. Christ died for you. Christ died for you. Amen, somebody. I want you to get your finger out and point it at your chest and say out loud, Christ died for me. Amen, somebody. He has given us life. The Bible says he's given us life and life more. Everybody shout back at me, more. More abundantly. Amen. You think the bars are going to give you life? It's not. Do you think the drug scene's going to give you life? It is not. Pornography's not going to get you life. Amen. You think happiness is in money? It is not. Amen. Life and joy and peace and happiness is right here in this room. God wants to give you the real deal this morning. Hallelujah. I'm not against counseling. I teach anger management. Y'all need my card after church. I believe in a day and age that we live right now. In fact, matter, let me just give you this. I was raised in church. I was born and bred Pentecost. But I had an anger problem when I was growing up. I was an overweight, bullied, beat up every day kid in school. I had some reasons to be a little angry. And so I grew up angry. I put my fist through more walls, windows, and doors than I care to confess. I broke a couple noses and I knocked some teeth out. You better be glad I got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Craig Fritz, sixth grader in high school. If I still was contact, guarantee he'd still be my best friend. Because he kept up, and I kept telling him to shut up. And he wouldn't shut up. So he went to the principal's office with his teeth in his hand. I'm not proud of that. I'm ashamed of that. But I told you that to prove that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can even ask or think of. Back in those days, anger management was never heard of. I went to the altar and prayed, "Oh God, help me with my anger." I got up and walked out and got angry all over again. Sometimes you got to talk some stuff out. Sometimes you got to work things out. But you can't work it out until you ask. God can't put an order and plan together to help you with your problems until you ask. You got to seek it out. You got to find it. God's got it if you'll just look for it. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody. I just dove down. I feel it in the Holy Ghost right now. Things that you have, you need to understand. All of your blessings God has given you. If you've lived this long, you need to understand you're alive because God's allowed you to be alive. That car you drive, God gave you that car. That house you live in, God gave you that house. That breakfast you ate, God gave you that breakfast. Those children you have, God gave you those children. Everything that we have, God has given to us. Oh, friend. Several of you have been kind and said, "Oh, Brother Snyder, how are you doing?" And you'd say, and I get the reaction every time because I just recently changed how I answer to the question of how are you doing. A lot of people say, "I'm doing just fine." Some people lie and say, "Oh, I'm doing great." No, you're not. But here's what I say. When somebody says, "How you doing?" I'm doing better than I deserve. Hello? Aren't you doing better than you deserve? All the mess you've been involved in, all the things you've done in dark corners, and God still allow you to be here, I'm better than I deserve. Hallelujah, somebody. God, whether you realize it or not, has been good to you. Oh, somebody shout amen. And with that point, we need to understand that we have got the mercy of God. Without the mercy of God, where would we be today? The Bible says His mercy endureth forever. You have no idea. You haven't a clue how many times you walked around a corner and danger was waiting for you. Somebody might have been waiting around that corner to mug you, to hurt you. And God stuck His hand between you and that offender and kept you from getting hurt or attacked. You have no idea driving down the freeway here in Missouri how many accidents was getting ready to happen. But God spared you of getting in that accident and you don't even know it. How many angels He's dispatched to watch over you and you don't even know it. God has been good to us. His mercy endureth forever. I mentioned in Morning Manna, I'm a fifth generation Pentecostal. I'm kind of proud of that. My great-grandmother, grandmother, and mother, when she was 15 years old, cooked and fed all the preachers at the 1945 General Conference, the merger conference that formed the United Pentecostal Church. Go to the Historical Society, and that big picture of the conference audience sitting there in 1945, and I can show you there's my great-grandmother, there's my mother as a teenager, and there's my grandmother, all in that crowd. Yeah. They weren't praise singing, they were cooking. And honey, the women on my mother's side can minister well. Artery clogging, grease dripping, cholesterol ridden, good eating. Yeah, that's why I had heart surgery last year. That's why I'm a vegetarian now. Mama went to heaven. I had to get on a diet. My uncle, my mother's oldest brother or sibling, raised in church, sat on the back row and laughed at Brother Gwynn when Brother Gwynn shout. When the Holy Ghost moved on old Brother Gwynn, he'd jump up on one leg all the way across. Uncle Eugene would laugh at that as a 19-year-old. Where's Brooke? Yeah, don't you be laughing, Brooke. You're 19. Did you say 19? You're getting ready to turn 19. Hello. She's listening to the preacher. I love you, girl. Guess how my Uncle Eugene got the Holy Ghost. You better watch what you make fun of in a Pentecostal service. Because, honey, what goes around comes around real quick. Well, Uncle Eugene backslid. Nicotine got him. But he was in church every Sunday. Paid his tithes every Sunday. Gave to the building fund every Sunday. For 30 years, he sat on the pew, backslid and addicted to nicotine, but faithful. Halfway through the service, Uncle Eugene would get up and head to the back. You didn't know any better. Oh, he's got to go to the bathroom. No, he's going outside to get a smoke because he couldn't get through the service without a cigarette. But one particular Sunday, no evangelist, no hooping and hollering and shouting like we did today, just song service. Back in the old days, Brother Long, you know, them old hymns. Turn to page 99. Uncle Eugene got up from his spot. Everybody knew him. Well, there goes Gene. Got to go get a smoke. This time, instead of going out the door, he took a left, walked across the back of the church, came down to the side aisle, came over, went down to the front, walked across the front, over to the side, back down the aisle. He walked around that church six times. He stopped on the front of the pulpit and called for the pastor and said, I'm walking around this church seven times. On my seventh lap, I want God to deliver me of these cigarettes. 30 years, addiction. All you got to do is ask. That place went up in praise. That church went to their feet. And old Gene Creamings walked by faith on that seventh lap
Everybody, my dad got out behind pastor and following my uncle down the aisle praying. When he come around that seventh time and he hit that pulpit, he threw his hands up in the air. And for the first time, Brother McCoy, in 30 years, he spoke in tongues and got refilled with the Holy Ghost. And not only was he refilled, he was delivered from a 30-year addiction. All you have to do is ask. And ye shall receive. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. Amen, somebody. Sometimes our attitude gets to stinking to God. Everybody all right? God overlooks that stinking attitude of yours. That haughty, proud attitude. I can't go down there. Everybody think bad of me. Everybody think I'm backslid. Guess what, honey? You don't have to walk down this aisle. Y'all didn't get that? Okay, I was wondering. But God overlooks it by his mercy. Come on, folks. Let go of the attitudes. Let go of the pride. Let go of what you think is shame. And just let go and let God do it. If you'll just simply ask, he's waiting on you to ask, and you shall receive. There's no maybes, there are no might be's, there's no possibility. If you will ask, God will give it to you. If you will seek it, you're going to find it. If you will knock, it's going to get open to you. Come on, somebody. Have faith in God that God will and is able to take care of all your needs. He's promised. You know, I've been married 37 years. And I have learned, don't use the P word. Promise. Where's that new couple at? Here you go. Marital advice number one, never say promise unless you are absolutely 200% sure you're going to get it done. Because if you don't, you're going to wish Jesus would come back right now. All these ladies laughing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I learned a long time ago, you don't tell Gail Snyder, who is an Irish woman. There's a reason they call them the Fighting Irish. Is this Facebook Live? Oh, good. Yeah, I don't want her seeing this. Are we recording? Oh, Lord. Blackmail's coming. I learned a long time ago with that woman, honey, I will try to get it done. That way I got an out. You know, if I need to go to Starbucks or something. Yeah, it's important stuff. But not with God. When God says, I promise, honey, take it all the way to the bank. Now, let me talk to somebody. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, Acts chapter 2 and verse 39 says, for the promise. What promise? The promise in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Amen. Amen, somebody. What's the promise? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Honey, take it to the bank. You're going to receive the Holy Ghost. You're going to talk in tongues if you'll simply ask. Oh, come on, clap your hands some more. Praise God. It's simple faith. My kids, when they were little, they asked me, "Dad, can I have whatever?" And they walked away. I didn't have to answer. They walked away. I better head to the store. My son's 18 years old. He still thinks that works. I'm like, dude, get a job. Go buy it yourself. You're 18. That's called young adult. Huh? And then I get technical with him. By law, I don't have to buy you that. Buy it yourself. I'm fueling up some fathers right now. Yeah, I heard them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we come to Jesus, we just simply drop it and go, because he's going to come through with it. Amen. It's just that simple. When that little girl of mine come, "Daddy, can I have?" I don't care what I got to do. I'll tear down a building to get to it. That baby girl asked her dad for something. "Buddy, I don't care. I'll go get four jobs. I got to go get this. This girl wants this." Yeah, that didn't turn out too well. God likes to spoil you. If we can have the faith like a child, and when we come into the throne room of God, "God, I need this," and simply ask him and expect it's going to get done. You need a healing? Expect it. It's coming. "By his stripes ye are." Not a maybe. Not a possibility. Ye are healed. Amen, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it's going to be opened. Seek and you're going to find the blessing you need. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20 says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed." The Bible does not talk about the size of that seed. "As a grain of a mustard seed." So many times, I mean, I grew up in this, and forever I've heard, if you can have the faith like as a grain of mustard seed, and talked about the size. The size of a mustard seed is extremely small. It's not talking about how much faith you have, but you need to have a faith as a grain of a mustard seed. "You shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall." Everybody shout back at me. It shall. Come on, shout it again. Shout it again. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Somebody's got faith. "And it shall remove, and nothing." Shout at me, nothing. Shout at me, nothing. "Nothing shall be impossible to you." Now, what's that verse talking about? It's talking about when that grain of a mustard seed, even though it's so small, it's dropped into the ground, and when the nutrients from the ground hits it, it becomes the greatest of his herbs. Whatever faith you got. You know that old chorus, faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Amen, somebody. Use what you have and drop it into the ground of the power of God and let God get a hold of it. It's going to grow to the greatest of herbs. Nothing will be impossible to you. One of David's greatest battles, well, I call it the greatest battle, was when he took down Goliath. You know why I call it his greatest battle? Is because the Bible described him as a fair countenance and ruddy. He is a scrawny little white kid. I like your suit. Scrawny little white kid. A dude like this came against a guy. Ain't nothing big enough in here. 9 foot tall, a man of war from his youth up, suited up with armor, shield, sword, everything, spear, and the scrawny little white kid come out in the valley of the Philistines with a bag of rocks and a rubber band. Hello? The Philistines were laughing and the Israelites were crying. Thank you, scrawny little white kid. You all right, boy. I don't care what your sister said. You all right. I don't want to start a war. They didn't say nothing, okay? But you see, what happened is when Saul said, you can't fight this giant. You're but a child. He's a man of war from his youth up. How are you going to do this? David said, the God that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine is no different. He used the word of testimony against his next battle, against his next enemy. He said, this day, I'm going to take your head off. Saul suited him up with armor. Got David all fixed up. David couldn't stand it. Read your Bible. He's like, man, this ain't comfortable. And he takes it off, and he gets his slingshot and his bag, and he goes to the brook and gets 5 smooth stones. Now, there's only one Goliath. You think he's going to miss? So he's got backup? No. Goliath's got 4 brothers. Hello? David wasn't preparing for him to miss. He had confidence in God that God's going to take down this idiot. Hello? He got 4 extra rocks in case one of them brothers show up. He can load up and take them down. He was prepared. Y'all ain't getting this, are you? Now, let me throw in a little spice. 5 rocks. J-E-S-U-S. Your enemy that's standing in front of you, lying to you, breathing all kinds of nonsense, saying, come here, boy, I'm going to feed you to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the field. All you got to do is go, cheek, and the devil's gone. The devil's running. All you got to do is get the first letter or the first stone out, and the devil's shaking in his shoes. Amen, somebody. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You just got to have faith. Amen. You just got to have faith in God. And you got to ask God. And if you ask in faith believing, you're going to receive it. Verse 37 of Acts chapter 2. Now when they heard this, what? The word of God preached. They were pricked in their heart, convicted, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? That is one of the most important questions that was ever asked in the book of Acts. And it is the most important question you'll ever ask. What have I got to do? In answer to that question, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, cancellation, wiping out of all your sin. Wouldn't that be awesome that everything you've done from today back that way is gone, wiped away? David said he's taken my sin and thrown it as far as the east is from the west. That's infinity, honey. He also described it that God has taken my sin and put it on the bottom of the ocean. There's this young person that got the Holy Ghost and got all charged up. Went to school with his Bible. In science class, he sat on the back row and he reached down in his book bag and snuck his Bible out. So he's reading his Bible in science class. And I guess he forgot where he was. And he must have got a good verse, because all of a sudden he goes, praise God. The science teacher walked by and said, Billy, this is not church. This is science. Put that Bible away. Get your science book out. So he was obedient, put his Bible away, got his science book out. Teacher went back to the front of the classroom and said, today we're studying the oceans and the seas. Science have discovered that there are places in the ocean that they cannot find the bottom. When that teacher said that, this kid jumped up and said, praise God, hallelujah. That teacher, at the very point of frustration, said, Billy, what's wrong now? He said, that's where the Bible says God put my sin. On the bottom of the ocean where nobody can find it, not even the devil. Hello. And ye shall. I love the Bible. I love those ye shalls. Because you know what God's saying? I promise. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What are your needs today? What do you need in your life today? If you've got a desire to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost today. You know, worship, hallelujah, is the highest praise that you can give God. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. Draw nigh unto him through praise, and he will draw nigh unto you. When you praise God, you're calling down the anointing and the power of God. Need to keep our minds on God and what God is doing. Forget about what's around you. Oh, somebody shout amen. Stand to your feet right now. God's getting ready to do something. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If you're in this place today, and we're gonna act out on faith right now. If you're here today, your eyes are closed, your heads are bowed, we're in privacy. If you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the first time in your life, and you want God to give you this experience, I want you to step out in that aisle while nobody's looking and come and join me down here in the front. Walk that faith. Make a step. Make a statement. God, I'm stepping out, and I'm going to come down here to receive the Holy Ghost for the first time. Amen. Come on. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about what's going to happen next. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Just step out and come join me. If you're here today and you need a refilling of the Holy Ghost, you need God to do something awesome in your life. God needs to just kind of scrub you clean and refresh you. You need a renewing of the Holy Ghost. I want you to step out and come join me in this altar. Now, I know who some of you are on that one. I can identify the Spirit for that. Come on. Don't be afraid. There you go. Come on. Just line up shoulder to shoulder across this aisle, or across this altar right here. Amen. Come on. Getting renewed in the Holy Ghost. In fact, better if you could step a little closer, I'm going to put another row behind you guys. Come on close. Oops, guys, what are you walking in front of that girl for? Amen. Come on. If you're here today and God needs to heal you, either spiritually, in your emotions, or physically, I want you to come and stand behind this row that's already here. I want you to come stand right here. Come on in faith. You need a healing touch. You need a miracle of finance. You need to God touch your emotions. Come stand right in front of the front row of the pews. Ministers, I need you to come and help me. If you line up across this altar, don't touch nobody. Don't pray until I tell you to. I need a couple of ministers down here. Now, this front row is representing people that need the Holy Ghost for the first time and people that need renewed in the Holy Ghost. The second row is people that need a healing, whether it's a miracle of finance. God needs to heal your finances. God needs to heal your body physically. God needs to heal you emotionally. You need a miracle in your life. Now, the first thing we're going to start doing here in just a few minutes, we're going to worship God. We're going to give God praise. Now, if you're down to the point where I've got nothing to praise God about, yes, you do. You're alive. You're breathing and you're standing on your own two feet. That's something to praise God about. We're going to worship God. We're going to have faith that God can do anything. Anything. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all they can even ask or think of. God has and can still raise the dead. He can restore sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf. He can restore bones and organs. He can save and fill with the Holy Ghost no matter what you've done. No matter where you've gone, no matter how deep into it you've got, no matter how secretive your sin is, God knows that sin. And he's able to forgive you. You got to have faith in that. For those of you that are going for the Holy Ghost for the first time, I want you to release. I want you to yield yourself up to God. Don't worry about what's going to happen. The earth's not going to shake. The roof's not going to split open. You're just going to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. You need to let what's inside out. Because in the atmosphere of praise and worship is where God can move and either fill you with the Holy Ghost, renew you in the Holy Ghost, or give you the miracle of healing or whatever you need. But we've got to yield ourselves up and surrender our own ideology, our own ideas, in other words, our own philosophies, and trying to figure it all out. You need to let go and let God figure it out. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Get ready. Something's coming to you in just a few moments. Now, ministers, just stay put. I'll let you know when I want you to go forth and lay hands. First, we're going to start praying together. From that wall to that wall back there and everything in between, we are all going to repent. I've been in the church for 50 years. That's wonderful. We're going to repent anyway. We're going to get all on the same plane in repentance. We're going to ask God to forgive us of our laziness, slackness, our attitudes. We're going to get everything under the blood and anything that we even don't even realize we're doing, God, we're going to give it to you. Forgive us. And then at some point, you're going to hear me say, start worshiping. And then I want you to go into a deep worship in praise and worship. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me. Thank you, Lord, for your word that I heard today. Whatever you could praise God about. And then at some point, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith over you. And it's going to sound like, by the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus Christ, receive. At that point, ministers, you go forth and start laying hands on people. And you're going to start talking in tongues. And God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And God's going to renew you in the Holy Ghost. And God's going to give you folks a miracle. He's going to heal your body. He's going to heal your emotions. He's going to bless you financially. He's going to do anything and everything you need. Are y'all with me today? Say amen. Now, with everything you got, lift your voice, lift your hands, and let's start repenting before the Lord. I mean repent, everybody. Jesus, God, right now, I come to you, Lord, humbly. I come to you, Jesus, into the blood of the sacrificial lamb. Forgive us. Come on, lift your voice, church, loud, in the name of Jesus. Cry out in a spirit of repentance. Forgive me of my laziness. Forgive me of my slackness. Forgive me of my attitude. Forgive me of being angry. Forgive me, Lord, of lustful thoughts. Forgive me of prideful thoughts. Forgive me, oh God, of the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus, of anything that stands in my way today, God. Lord, let me be clean and holy in your sight. God, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit, oh God. Oh, Jesus, purify me, cleanse me. Everybody's repenting. Everybody's crying out in repentant prayer. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, cry out to God. Lord, have mercy. Sound like you mean it. In the name of Jesus. God, if there's anything standing in my way that I don't realize or I don't know about, please forgive me. Oh, God, I want a pure heart and a clean spirit, oh, God. I want to be pure. I want all my mistakes and all my sins to be washed away with your blood. Hipatarabosat. Oh, God, forgive us. Create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. Now start worshiping God. If you feel like you've thoroughly repented, I want you to start praising God. Come on. You're the barometer. You're the thermostat on how God's going to move. The more you worship, the stronger He becomes. Come on, start praising Him for your forgiveness. Start praising Him for your freedom. Start praising Him for your liberty. Come on, church, praise Him. You're not praising Him. Come on, push. 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 Praise Him. Everybody is praising Him. You feel that? You're generating the power. Come on, you're generating power right now. God's starting to move in this house because of your praise. He inhabits the praises of His people. Come on, praise Him. Ministers, ready. I'm going to pray the prayer of faith. When I pray this prayer of faith, I want you to shout hallelujah to the top of your lungs and receive whatever you need in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? By the authority of the Word of God and by the power of the precious name of Jesus Christ, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive your renewing. Receive your healing right now. Come on. Ministers, pray. Ministers, lay hands. Lay hands. Come on. Go. Lay hands. Come on, stretch, stretch, push, receive, receive, in the name of Jesus, receive today. Come on, this lady's talking in tongues. Been here 3 weeks. In the name of Jesus. Miracle right now. Miracle right now. In the name of Jesus. By the authority of the Word of God. And by the power of the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle right now. Receive your answer right now. Hela raba shata. Anda raba bakaya. La rabobo shata. Go ahead, sis. Let go. Let God do it. Just release it. Release it right now. And let go and let God have it right now. Hatarama moko shata. Hela rama anda rabahaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. He's freed you. You're done. In the name of Jesus, God's done it. God's done it. Itara moshata. Something's happening in this altar. People are receiving right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch her from the top.